Welcome back, guys, to another edition of Wazreds with Dan. This is another week of footy talk as John returns back to my podcast as we review last week's NRL clashes and we talk about this week's, this upcoming weekend's games as we give our thoughts, predictions, analysis of each game. And yeah, let's begin.
Yourself?
Good, thanks, good, thanks. How's your week?
Been good. The same old work, you know, not much.
Yeah, same old work. Yeah, same. Been working a lot. Well, today was my first day at work this week.
Oh, yeah, because you had a bit of a...
Yeah, bit of a few days off.
Nice. How's the airport going for you
lately? Well, today was busy, which was good. So I've been starting early, so like 4:30 starts in the morning, so I'm pretty tired.
I can imagine, yeah. But yeah, Johnny, welcome back to my podcast, you know, where we do weekly editions of Footy Talk. Yeah, John, round 11. Was
lots of surprises there.
Huh?
Lots of surprises there.
Yeah. Let's run through all the games. I want to ask you, what was the biggest highlight of round 11 for you?
Let's see. Spare me. I've got to go on the NRL website.
Let's talk about the first game. Broncos beating the Knights.
Oh, that was a given. We expected the Broncos to beat the Knights.
Yeah,
well, that really didn't surprise me.
Good win by the Tigers against the Dogs.
Yeah, that was the game that we didn't think would win, but you know, but maybe we should tip the other team so we'll win again.
but you know what? I kind of knew we had a good chance against the Dogs. I mean, you know, we've been on quite a losing streak, but you know, I felt like our performance has always been kind of there, but we haven't just still. We've played good at times, but we've never delivered an 80-minute performance. And I feel like against the Dogs, you know, we allowed them to come back into contest when we started off 18-0 up. But like, you know, the performance was there for majority of the game, and it really showed. And it just shows, you know, what Tigers can be capable of if they play a full 80-minute performance. And it just shows,
well,
you know,
we played 40 minutes, and then we let a few tries come in. That's the problem. We play for 40 minutes, and then second half is, you know, as usual.
Well, we're up. I think 18-0 in the first half, and then Dogs came.
And
back.
Then we got 18-16.
18-16, but you know, lucky we persevered, and you know, we managed to run away with it, which is good because I actually did think at one point Dogs were going to come back and beat us.
I was nervous too.
And I was telling my mates, because I was watching this game as well, and when the Dogs came back in the contest, I'm like, see, I told you, I was never comfortable even being 18-0 up. You can never be comfortable with the Tigers, you know?
The pains of being a Tiger supporter.
We always have to. If it's a win, we always have to grind it out. It never comes easy to us, you know. But you know, I'm glad we got the job done. It was an important win, you know, and I feel like this can build our confidence heading towards Saturday's game against the Bunnies. So
apparently, the next few weeks is a must win, because if we don't win, Madge is gone. Apparently.
Oh, where did you hear this?
I was on the Sydney Morning Herald, I think.
Really.
Yes, and then I think the Bulldogs are after him as coach.
Huh?
I think the Bulldogs are after Maguire as coach for next year.
Nah. I don't know how much of this is true, you know.
Who knows?
But I hope not. God, imagine that. But yeah. Well, look, we know Madge has been under the pump for quite a bit now, so I feel like the win against the Dogs was, you know, kind of put a little bit of pressure off him, but not too much, you know. I mean, the pressure's still there. You know, I mean, we are more than capable of beating the Bunnies, because the Bunnies haven't looked like haven't looked at their best, and we did beat them a couple of weeks ago. So if we do get back-to-back wins, it'll be a really good sign for us, I think. Don't you reckon?
Yes. But by the way, the question before you asked me, what was the game that stood out to me the most?
Yes.
That was the Cowboys beating the Storm.
Well, what a game.
I didn't realise. I thought it was going to be a closer game than that.
I don't think any punter would have
tipped, not at all,
tipped the Cowboys to beat the Storm 36-6. No way. If someone betted on Cowboys to beat Storm by 30 points, I would have said this guy's delusional. You know, that was, I mean, look, the Cowboys have looked very good. You know, they've won their past, what, 6 or 5 games?
Yeah.
I knew this was going to be a great battle between the Cowboys and the Storm. But, wow, I'll tell you what, Storm really, you know.
Mm. But funny enough, I tipped the Cowboys to win.
You did. You said it would be an upset. But you know what? You know, the Storm haven't lost that badly against the team since 2013. The Storm haven't conceded 30 points since 2013, which is quite remarkable, really. But the Storm, man.
Nine years ago.
Like, the Storm, you know, not just their performance against Cowboys, but last week's performance against the Panthers. You know, the Panthers beat the Storm 32-6, and now it's a similar scoreline. Panthers beating Storm 32-6, and then Cowboys beating Storm 36-6. So
Storm, Benamy must be going off his rockers.
Storm, they've looked very out of sorts ever since Pappenhausen's
got injured,
and Hughes. You know, is Pappenhausen really the spine of the team? I don't know. I mean, they've still got a great side without him, but I think it really goes to show how vital he is to the Storm, Pappenhausen. Don't you think?
True.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, look, the Storm have started off this season so well, and it's just the last 2 weeks they've looked really, really out of sorts. Yeah. But so it'll be interesting, you know. It'll be interesting to see what lies ahead for them. I mean, you know, when if any team can bounce back, it's the Storm. So see what happens.
That's true.
But yeah, I think that was the highlight of the upset of the round, and the highlight for me was the Cowboys beating the Storm. 36-6, and take nothing away from the Cowboys. They, you know, as I said, you know, they're coming second at the moment. They've won their past 6 or 7 games. I don't think anyone can question that Cowboys are the real deal this season. I think you got to put them as contenders to for the season. You got to.
But what's interesting is this week. The Cowboys are playing their first match in Sydney since 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, and they've been playing up in Queensland for a while. They're used to the heat. So I'm wondering how they're going to play like in the cold.
It'll be interesting. Yeah. You know what else was a great game? This
week? Eels and Manly.
Eels and Manly. That was a phenomenal game.
But it was sad to see Tom Dvojevic go injured again.
Do you think that could derail Manly's season?
Well, it's tough to tell, really. You know, a team's can't rely on just one player, you know. There'll have to be some more better players, you know.
Yeah. Look, I want to talk a bit about the Manly and Parramatta game, because I felt like towards the end, Manly got hard done by in that game. I don't know if you're watching the game or not, but I felt like Manly's disallowed try towards the end should have been a try. And I don't know, I just felt like they got the wrong end of the stick with some of the calls going against them. And yeah, look, I mean, take nothing away from Parramatta. Look, this game could have gone either way. But yeah, it was just, I just thought the game wasn't right, in my opinion. It wasn't a fair game for Manly, and I never say that about any team.
Yeah, true.
Unless, true.
But I guess we get games like that. I guess.
Yeah, well, that's what has happened to the Tigers a few times as well.
Yes.
The end of the stick, but nevertheless, you know, good win by Parramatta, and you know, it's a good win to bounce back against the Roosters from last week's loss. So, yeah. But yeah, let's talk about this week's clashes, John. And speaking of Manly, tomorrow night's game, Storm versus Manly. What do you think?
I know it's down in Melbourne.
Yeah,
I have to say this without the, you know, the big playmaker Tom, it'll be hard for Manly to bounce back.
But don't forget,
and Storm will want to bounce back after two big losses.
Yeah, look, I think this will be a close game because Storm are not in great form either.
That's true.
So I feel like this game could swing either way.
It'll be a close game.
And I think it's a good start to the round. You know, Storm versus Manly. I think that will be a fantastic clash to watch.
Yes.
Even without Trbojevic, I feel like Manly and Storm will both bring their best performances, I think.
True.
There, but it'll be interesting. Yeah. Look, I think you're right. I think without Trbojevic, it's an uphill battle for Manly. I mean, I think they've got a couple of other players missing, don't they, on their side?
Which one?
Let me just have a look, because I know...
For Manly?
Yeah, so they've got...
George Tafua?
Martin Tapau, and Ethan...
Bullimore.
Okay, so... actually, I think Pap Enhausen's back this week, is he?
Let's see.
No, he's not back. No, he's still out.
Not yet.
No.
But you know what? You know, I reckon the back of the round will be Panthers and Cowboys.
Oh yeah, that'll be a good clash.
Yes.
But Hughes is back for the Storm, so
is he?
Yeah. He's back. Yeah, but yeah, look, I feel like Storm will get.
Yeah, because they're at home, and you know.
But I don't think it'll be by a big margin. Yeah, but yeah, John, talk about the next game, 6 p.m. at Penrith Bluebet Stadium, Panthers versus Cowboys. Now, to me, like you.
Hello,
Johnny. Sorry, we cut out there a little bit.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's all good. Panthers versus Cowboys.
Yes.
I don't know which way this game is going to go, Johnny. What do you think?
Yeah, well, like I said before, Cowboys haven't played in Sydney for a while. You know, I've just been wondering, you know, if they can play this well in the cold, Cowboys will have my benefit of the doubt. I've always had a soft spot for the Cowboys too, so I'll be wanting the Cowboys to win, but... Well, but it'd be hard against the Panthers at their home ground. So, I reckon it's going to be a golden point, this one.
You reckon I'll go to golden? Okay, that's an interesting call.
Yes. Yeah. Either way, golden point.
You know what? I'm going to say Cowboys to beat Penrith.
I hope you're right.
I know that's a big call, but I mean, look how good the Cowboys are playing to beat the Storm the way they did last week. I mean, who can say that they can't do the same thing to Penrith? They could easily do the same thing to Penrith. You know, Penrith have looked amazing as well. Like, you know, so. I think this won't be as big of a margin as the Storm, but I still think Cowboys will win by at least eight. I'm going to say Cowboys by six.
Fair enough.
I'm going to say it'll be an end-to-end battle, but I think Cowboys will just get the edge over Penrith. I don't know. I just I feel like Cowboys are the real deal, and I think they're going to be hard to beat. But as I said, like you said, this game could go either way. Penrith could pick up the win, or as well, especially playing at home. Cowboys haven't played in Sydney for a while, so yeah, who knows? We'll see what happens for that game. But yeah, I think that'll be the upset as well.
A potential, yes, I agree.
Yeah. Are Broncos West Titans, John?
The Queensland Derby.
Suncorp Stadium.
The form the Broncos are in, it's hard to go past them.
Yeah, true. I think Broncos will get that. But you know what? Titans could make a game of it too. Who knows? We know what Titans are capable of at times.
True, especially on the Queensland Derby.
Yeah, and they did put on quite a game against the Sharks too. So yeah,
true.
So yeah, but I'm gonna say Broncos as well. I think Broncos will probably win convincingly against the Titans. Because Broncos have looked pretty good as well. Broncos in the top four, man. Queensland teams, as I've been saying, Cowboys, Broncos, they're both in the top four. Who knows?
They're doing well.
Or we could get a repeat of 2015. What was the year? Cowboys vs Broncos.
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah, Cowboys vs Broncos Grand Final 2015. Could happen again, Johnny, this season, the way they're looking.
yeah, it could. Who knows?
Because both teams are looking quite good, especially the Cowboys.
True.
No, this will be a tough battle.
This is a hard team. This is a hard ground. This is a hard game to tip.
I can't tip it. Knights versus Warriors.
I reckon the Warriors because to be fair, anyone can beat the Knights. I know. But if you play well, you can beat the Knights. No offense to the Knights supporters.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna say New Zealand on this one too. Yeah. All right, John. Our game against the Bunnies.
I reckon this is a winnable game for us because, we beat the Rabbitohs before, but South would have come back with revenge. They would already come back with a vengeance. Because we beat them by 1 point. We were lucky. They would want to get revenge.
Yeah, it's not often lightning strike. It's not often we beat good, decent. It's not often we can beat teams like the Bunnies twice in one season. So yeah,
true.
But you know what? Like you said, it's a winnable game for us. We've beaten Bunnies just a couple of weeks ago. Who's to say we can't do it again against them? Because you look at the Bunnies, how they lost to Canberra last week. It was a close battle. Yeah, they lost to Canberra last week. Bunnies haven't looked that great, if I'm honest.
Not at all.
This is a winnable game for us, John, you know what? Stuff it. I'm going to say we're going to Tigers back to back. I feel like we're going to beat the Bunnies. We'll Tigers by 10.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right
against the Bunnies. Yeah, just the way the Bunnies have been playing. They would want to bounce back after the Canberra loss, but I feel like we're capable of this. We're capable of beating Canberra. So yeah, I'm not trying to be biased because I'm a Tigers fan, but I know what we're capable of, and I feel like if we play at our best. On Saturday, we can Tigers can win this, yeah. And North Aluma's back as well this week, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's in reserves.
Oh, he's in the reserves. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, is anyone else back in this week?
Dane Lowe is back.
Lowe is back.
Dane Lowe.
So he'll be in the fullback role.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel like we can win this year. Hastings as halfback, Luke's as five. Yeah.
Naden.
Naden. Yeah, I feel like we are capable of this win.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just see what happens. Okay, so this will be a hard tip too with the Roosters.
Yeah, this will be another good game.
I don't know.
If it was any other day, I would say the Roosters, but Roosters haven't been in form for a while as well.
I mean, them losing to Panthers last week, it's no surprise Panthers have been on a roll. So, but yeah, Roosters haven't looked at their best, to be honest. But they did beat Parramatta a couple of weeks ago, so I don't know. Roosters are that kind of team where they lose one week and they win the next week. So
yeah, they're hot and cold.
So you know what? I just feel like, you know, Roosters are a bit all over the place. I'm gonna say Roosters to win. I just feel like because they lost last week, I feel like they'll bounce back and get win against Sharks. Yeah. I hate to say it. No. But yeah. But you know what? Yeah. I feel like that will be the case. But it wouldn't surprise me if Sharks get them in too. So a game that could easily go either way.
True.
I'd say probably Roosters by 6. I'll say Roosters by 14, I'll say.
I'll say East by 4.
By 4. Yeah, it'll be a close game. It'll be an entertaining game to watch for sure. Now, your other team, John, Dogs vs. Dragons.
Yes.
Two former teams that you love, John.
Well, to anyone who didn't know, when I was before 06, I used to follow the Dragons. Because, you know, I was like, when I was... I used to follow the Dragons till I was in year 6.
Yeah.
And, because, you know, my old man's a Dragon supporter. My whole family's a Dragon supporters, you know. But, you know, I went for the Tigers because, you know, of Benji Marshall, you know. Once I saw Benji Marshall do his flick pass, do his how he plays, that made me fall in love with the Tigers, you know. Yes.
Yeah.
But and I've stayed loyal ever since.
Yeah. I think if it wasn't for me, Johnny, you'd still be a Dragons fan. I think I...
And you convinced me.
I think I convinced you to leave the Dragons behind and come support the Tigers. maybe I think part of you wanted to support the Tigers. Well, you supported the Tigers after 05, didn't you? Really, wasn't it?
Yeah, I started supporting him in 06.
In 06, yeah. So you're... You know, if you supported them a bit earlier, you could have seen them your team win a premiership.
well, you know what? I can say that I haven't gone for a team that's won a grand final before. You know, yeah, the Tigers have, but I didn't actually support them when they won it.
Well, so I haven't
actually supported a team that's won a grand final before. I'm still waiting.
Well, Johnny, your other team, the Dogs, playing against your former team, the Dragons. Who do you think will win this?
Well, this will be... Well, the Dogs played well last week against us. Dragons, I know Dragons beat Warriors, but, you know, I don't know if they convincingly beat them, but...
What was the score last week?
24-18.
Actually,
He's playing at Belmore, so I think Bulldogs will have the home advantage. But in regards to form, I reckon Dragons will win. To be fair, to be honest,
just because of form.
Because of form, Bulldogs have been, you know, out of place at the moment. You know, with all the head coach sacking, all the players leaving. No, they.
Yeah,
they have lots of distractions.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just this game. I don't know which way it could go.
It can go either way. It can go either way.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Dogs just because it's at Belmore.
Yeah.
Are you going to that game?
I can't. I'm working that night, unfortunately.
Oh yeah, that's that. Oh, yeah, actually, me and you. Actually, me and you at that time were actually going to watch the new what's that movie we're watching?
Top Gun.
Top Gun, yeah.
I think the movie's we're gonna watch a 1 o'clock movie, isn't it?
Yeah, for 1 o'clock. So we'll be in the middle. We'll be watching the movie while
the everyone wants to come along.
I'm looking forward to that movie. I didn't watch the other Top Gun movie until last weekend. So I decided to watch it. The first film was pretty good. Even though it was set in the 80s, it was still a good movie. Don't you reckon?
I agree.
Have you seen the first Top Gun
movie? I have. It's you can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth?
Yeah, that's a famous saying in the Top Gun series.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that movie. Anyways, we're going off track now. We'll talk
about it. we should make a podcast about movies as well.
Maybe we could. Maybe that could be another podcast. Well, me and you will go to watch every movie one week, and then we'll
make a podcast about it.
About all the movies that we've seen over.
And spoil it for everyone.
And spoil it for everyone, yeah.
I'm joking.
So, I'm going to say, back to the footy, I'm going to say probably Dogs to get the upset over Dragons. Because we know what Dogs are capable of. So.
True.
Yeah. Last game of the round, Parramatta versus Canberra.
That'll be another good game because, you know, Raiders have been in form too.
They're starting to play good, Raiders.
Yeah.
Beating the Bunnies last week. And then beating them. You really need to fix up your internet connection.
I know. It's trying to get fixed at the moment.
That's all good, Johnny. Yeah, so... Yeah, look, Canberra have been in form. You know, they've beaten... what's it called? They've beaten Bunnies last week, and then they beat...
They beat the big week before the Sharks. They beat the Sharks the week before.
Yeah, so they've beaten both Sharks and Bunnies in the last couple of weeks. So they're looking pretty good at the moment, back in form, Canberra. So I think Parramatta do have their hands full, especially playing in Canberra. Yes. So it's a home game for Canberra. So I think it'll be a very tough game for Parramatta. Who do you feel like will win this?
Oh, you know what? I reckon it'll be an upset. And I reckon Canberra to beat the Eels.
Canberra to beat Eels. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm thinking an upset.
Ooh. Well, yeah. Look, I feel like Parramatta to just win against Canberra. I mean, I know Raiders have looked good, but I feel like Parramatta... I'm going to say Parramatta by 8 on this one, I think.
Well, fair enough.
I feel like Parramatta will just edge it against Canberra, but yeah, look, Canberra looking really good. If they get 3 in a row against Parramatta,
they'll be really on fire.
The comeback is on with them, you know.
I agree.
I think this will be the real test for Canberra to see where they're at in terms of where their season, like in terms of where they are. I think we'll find a lot of... We'll see... I'm losing my words. We'll see where Canberra is at against Parramatta. We'll see, you know, if they are the real deal against Parramatta. You know, this game will tell a lot about Canberra and how they will go this season, I reckon. Don't you reckon?
I agree.
Yeah. But, yeah, look, you know, the last few weeks, it's been hard tipping these games, you know. We've seen a lot of upsets in the past couple of weeks, and we don't know which, you know. I feel like each week the tips are getting harder and harder to pick. Do you feel that?
Yeah. Especially when it's coming down to closer towards the final stages.
Yeah. Well, Origin in a couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah, I think not next week, the week after.
I tell you what, I feel sorry for these coaches that have to pick who they want in that side this year, you know.
But I reckon that's one of the toughest jobs, you know, is to pick players, good players from each team, you know.
The Origin selection will be super tough, I reckon, this season. I mean, I think I'm looking forward to Origin, man, with a lot of players stepping up. I think it'll be a great clash. I feel like Queensland will be a great side to compete for New South Wales this season because I've, you know, see Cowboys and Broncos stepping up this season. So I feel like Queensland have a variety of choices that they can select from.
True.
What do you think? You being a Queensland supporter as well, Johnny.
Yes, I am. I am. Me and Bella, actually.
Yeah. Was Bella a New South Wales supporter before?
I'm not actually sure, to be honest. I haven't asked again.
I'm not sure. You could have converted her to become a Queenslander.
I could have, but no, surprisingly enough, she was going for Queensland too when we first met.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
It's a sign that we're meant to be for each other, you know?
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Well, Johnny, I think that's another week of our footy tipping and predictions and analysis of round 11. What are you looking forward to the most about this weekend's games of footy?
Well, I'm looking forward to Friday night's game, is the Panthers and Cowboys game. I'm really curious to see how that will play out.
You know what?
You know, it's 1-3. It's either way, you know.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking forward to this game the most because it's first versus second, you know, and it's
second. Are you sure?
Yeah, Cowboys coming. I mean, first versus third. So
third.
The battle of the top four teams. Look, honestly, I think this is definitely going to be the game of the round. I'm definitely looking forward to the Cowboys and Panthers game. That game could easily go either way.
I agree.
And of course, I'm looking forward to our game against
the Tigers and South. Yeah, me too.
But it'll be a nervous game for us, I think. Yeah. Nerve-wracking game. Like it always is every week. So, but yeah, Johnny. Yeah, John. Look, thanks for coming onto my podcast, John. I know you're...
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, and thank you, viewers, for listening.
I know your internet connection's been a little bit bad, but...
Yeah, sorry about that.
It'll be edited, so it'll look as if that, you know, you've had no issues.
Thank you.
But people will know now that I've mentioned it. So.
Oh, damn.
Well, thank you guys for listening to another.
Yes, thank you very much.
With Dan, and until next week. Thank you.
Until next week.